It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted
10:06.
To have a
good morning and welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Thanks for joining us this morning. Also joining me this morning, my friend Mary Riker is returning to share all the fun. We've got a packet here, Mary. A WSRE packet.
We have a lot going on. All of a sudden, everything's happening at once.
But you know what? That's good. We have a lot to look forward to. And you also brought a guest new to not only WSRE, but the Pensacola Expert Panel as well. We're going to introduce her in just a moment, but we've got a lot to look forward to the entire month of April. Something's going on at WSRE, and we're going to start with Amazing Kids, wrap up with Be My Neighbor, which is why we played our beloved Mr. Rogers, something I grew up on. And when you think about WSRE, you automatically think PBS Kids and raising your kids with not only Mr. Rogers and now Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood as well, but all the fun things in between, Sesame Street, Arthur, and all the things that kids love and learn from. So we're really excited to have you and hear everything that's going on.
Well, thanks for having us this morning. And I did want to welcome and introduce Jerry Schaefer. Jerry Schaefer is our new Director of Education and Outreach for WSRE. So she is our expert now on PBS Kids and all things that we do at the station for early learning and working with the schools and training teachers to use the PBS learning media, all those things. So,
well, welcome, Jerry. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you also for your service. You mentioned you were a teacher for many years, right?
Yes, I left the classroom in July.
So, okay. Yeah, so
very recent.
Brand new.
Yes.
Well, thank you for all your service.
Well,
teachers don't get enough hugs and love from all of us, or money, for all that you did for so many years. So thank you so much for continuing in your teaching and in that role as you go into WSRE.
It's also very rewarding on this end.
Oh, I can imagine. The teachers play a huge role in our kids' lives and in our lives as well as parents. We just don't realize it until we watch the kiddos grow up and look back over the years. So I'm excited, though, to kick off the show. And if you have a question this morning, you can jump into our text line here at News Radio 92.3. Maybe you'd like a link to any of the events. I'll make sure that I go ahead and grab that and can send it to you. The first up is Amazing Kids Day, a very special event coming up this Saturday. Tell me a little bit more, Mary and Jerry.
So Amazing Kids Day will happen this Saturday, April 1st, at the WSRE studio on Pensacola State Campus. And this is an event. It's my first real event that I've done from beginning to end. And this event is for children who have been identified as being autistic or on the spectrum, may have sensory issues, and their families. It was important for me to have a place where children who sometimes struggle at public events have a place where they can just be loved on and appreciated, and parents can have access to the plethora of community resources available to anyone in the area who is looking for help.
And some of those resources will be at the event on Saturday.
We will have Escambia and Santa Rosa County School Districts. We have Early Steps from Ascension Sacred Heart, that is an early intervention. We have the Epilepsy Alliance of Florida. Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is doing an instrument petting zoo, which we're very excited about. So you can come and talk to the musicians and experiment with the instruments they bring. We will have some puppies who are training as companion dogs, service dogs. So that's from Canine Companions. So we're very excited about that.
Very cool.
Yes, we're looking forward to it. Autism Pensacola, ARC Gateway will also be on hand with resources for parents who have questions or need support.
I love this. So
and
many different things.
On PBS Kids, the programming that we have and the 24/7 channel that we have, a number of the programs have characters with autism. So that's like kind of super cool that PBS really makes a concerted effort to generate acceptance and awareness and have these kids see characters like them on their favorite shows, like Daniel Tiger.
Sesame Street has Julia.
Julia.
There's Max and
Dinosaur Train has a autistic character. There's so that's fun. And we're going to show in the Amos studio, if you've ever been there, we have a big screen. So it can kind of be set up like a movie theater. So we'll be showing clips from those shows for the kids to watch. That's another activity. And with coloring stations and things like that. So they're just going to have the whole Amos studio to themselves. And how many, we have about a hundred
families.
That are signed up. And that's important because there is, we can't have a huge crowd because that kind of defeats the purpose of having it a nice, calm, sensory friendly event.
Sure.
So we're asking, families that would like to come and participate. It's totally free. But please register, and you can go to our website. It's wsre.org/education, Jerry's page. And there's a form there just to sign up. Let us know how many kids you're bringing and how many adults, and that way we can be prepared for the number to expect and have things set up.
Ready.
Our gateway will be that we will have a sensory room if someone needs to take a break. Available too.
That's actually a really good point to make. I think that's and very helpful and much so needed. So please register today for Amazing Kids Day coming up Saturday, April 1st, wsre.org/education. And of course, we just thank you, all the sponsors and everybody who the resource centers that are being a part of this to make it happen. And of course, we'll go back over this before we wrap up this morning at 10:30 with Mary and Jerry, who are here to share with you from WSRE, inviting you out to Amazing Kids Day, as well as we have coming up the Spanish Film Festival.
Okay, so Pensacola State College is hosting an international festival on April 15th. And as many folks here know, we're licensed to the college. We're a part of the Pensacola State College. Yes. So our contribution to that is to host film screenings. We're saying matinee all day, film screenings. And it's a Spanish film festival. And the college received a grant from Pravda. So they applied for a grant, received a grant to be able to show these films. So we're going to host that in the Amos studio. We were just talking about it being set up as a movie theater.
That's right.
The films are really good. And let me get my little phone out here because I can tell you what they are and what they're about. And I'll probably mispronounce the names, but I will
try. Okay.
So Cuckoo, A Change for Life is right up our alley. It is about these fishermen who become sea turtle advocates and, you know, protect the sea turtles. And they're in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, neat.
So this one is shown in Spanish with English subtitles, but it looks like a really beautiful movie. It's all about sea turtles. We're all about sea turtles here. So we're starting with that at 10 a.m. They start at 10 a.m. The show times are, if you go to our homepage, wsre.org, you'll see Penelope Cruz because she's in the last movie that we're showing called The Queen of Spain. So look for her picture, click on that, and then you can find out the descriptions of all the films that we're showing and the show times. But it starts at 10. It'll run through about 8 o'clock at night. So we're seriously matineeing all day.
Wow.
After that, we have In the Heights, which is the popular Lin-Manuel Miranda. And that is actually shown in English with Spanish subtitles.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, but I think the rest of them are in Spanish with English subtitles. Even in the Rain is, it takes place in Bolivia.
Mm.
And it is about these filmmakers who are making a documentary about Columbus's voyage to the New World. My name is Gannett. I'm probably not pronouncing that right either way.
That's okay.
But this is a true story, and it's about this woman from her childhood. She grew up in extreme poverty, and then she was the first deaf and blind woman to obtain a university degree in Europe.
Whoa.
So that's kind of a cool show. And then The Queen of Spain is funny. It's got an all-star cast headlined by Penelope Cruz. And so it's paying homage to 1950s Spanish cinema. So in the movie, she plays a Hollywood actress who goes home to Spain to to play the Queen of Spain.
Okay.
And it's very, it's a comedy.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Very satirical. It should be a lot of fun. She's, of course, amazing.
Oh, of course.
So that is the last film that we show at 6 o'clock, 6 okay. p.m. But this is part of the Pensacola State College International Festival. It's our contribution to the festival, providing the venue for the film screening. And the college staff there was awarded this grant. So we're really happy that we're able to host the screens, and it should be fun. And then for the International Film Festival, I am not on that committee, so I don't have all the particulars, but I know there's food trucks, I know there's entertainment.
So it's going to be happening
the same day.
And so people can mosey on over to the Amos.
Yeah, you can go back and forth. Yeah.
Okay,
and
that's
And I believe the festival starts at 11.
That's right.
So you can come watch a film and then head over there and have lunch or go back and forth. And
that's going to be like the family friendly. They've got everything. I remember us talking about it, and we have. Yeah, this is really cool, though, that you guys have kind of like partnered to do this. So the Spanish Film Festival that's happening at the WSRE Amos Studio beginning at 10 a.m., that is free as well.
Yes.
To mosey in and out?
Free.
Oh, really?
Most everything
that's
we do is free.
Thanks to the grants and everything?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Public media, so it's usually free unless we're raising funds
of
so that we can do all these free things.
Well, that kind of helps, right?
Right.
We do appreciate
that. We do have a couple of fundraisers, but most always our events are free and open to the public and educational or arts related. So there you go.
All right. I love it. Hey, if you're just tuning in, it's just shy of 10:18 here at News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr, and you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question about anything we are discussing this morning, or you'd like a link, you can text in and request it at 850-437-1620. Jerry Schaefer and Mary Riker are here joining me to invite you to not only, like we just discussed, the Spanish Film Festival during the International Festival happening at PSC. The Spanish Film Festival is happening the same day, Saturday, April the 15th, beginning at 10 a.m. It is free. Thank you to so much of everybody who raises money to be able to do that. But even backing up, this upcoming Saturday, we have Amazing Kids Day. If you would like to register, this is an event for families impacted by autism. It is, again, another free event. Space is limited. So please register at wsre.org/education. But we also want to discuss Be My Neighbor Day. And that's a big event for the community to come out to. So, Jerry, tell me a little bit more what we have to look forward to.
Be My Neighbor Day is free, again. We have, from the title, you can tell that this is a tie-in to Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So it's about community and people in the community and the roles they play to make the community function. So we have police officers on horseback. We have the police dogs. We have the cool police car coming. We have free haircuts from Pensacola State College cosmetology students. We have every sponsor, every participant who's coming in is bringing a fun activity for the children to do. It might be a ring toss, it might be an art activity. So we have the trolley is coming. Daniel Tiger will be here live and in person for the first time since the pandemic. So we are very excited to have Daniel Tiger back with us this year. So that one is Saturday, April 29th from 10 to 2. We are requesting a food donation for Mana Food Banks if you're coming to see us for that.
Just part of being a good neighbor.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Partnering with Mana. We love Mana.
So we're very excited about that, about Daniel Tiger being here and being able to welcome the community live and in person again on a larger scale than we've been able to do in quite some time.
Yeah. So Daniel Tiger will have the costume character here. That's huge. He is such a draw. So lots of the kids will come and are excited to see Daniel Tiger. And we haven't been able to invite Daniel to the event for a few years. So we're really excited to have him back because that's a big highlight for the kids. and there will be fun activities. It's a pretty big event. We usually have 30 to 40 community partners.
That's right.
Right. So we're still collecting those, but okay. Jerry mentioned the Escambia County Sheriff's Department, the Mounted Posse, the K-9 unit from the Pensacola Police Department, the big fire engine there. So all the kids love to crawl on the fire engine. So the Pensacola Fire Department's there.
Florida Fish and Wildlife has a very cool
setup that they
kinda bring out.
Yeah, it's kind of a
very excited about that
learning thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's fun.
So and, if somebody's listening and they're interested in signing up to be a vendor or a partner, they can contact you
Let
guys.
Let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. And you all are a media partner for that event, so we appreciate that. So everybody will be hearing more about the event as the plans develop on News Radio 1620.
That's right. We're just a month away.
Yep.
We're a month away. It's a big event, not only for y'all, but the community as well, and the people who partner with you. I know several friends who work with nonprofits who come out, and they have excellent engagement every Be My Neighbor Day.
Yep.
It really is awesome. But I love that. Bring a food donation for Mana too. So just throw a can in the diaper bag or whatever bag you're carrying and drop it off when you get there. I think that's awesome. And I want to just verify. So it is at the Amos Studio. So it will be inside.
Indoors and outdoors.
And outdoors.
Yep.
So, okay.
Yep. That one's indoors and outdoors. Last year we kind of kept everything mostly outdoors. But we'll be a little bit hybrid this year. Of course, all the first responder trucks and vehicles and the horses are outside.
That's right.
Oh, we have tennis for everyone this year. I saw that they signed up. That's always
really?
Fun.
And
we
have
tennis courts next door. So, there's just so many things. And she was mentioning free haircuts. That's the PSC cosmetology. Mm-hmm. That is so popular every year. So, you know, you can get a free haircut, bring the kids, get their hair, you know, and it's great for the students and the college program. And then the volunteers, the college's early education students, you know, that are learning to be early ed teachers, they volunteer for this event. So it's kind of a community event for our college community.
And Pensacola
as well.
State athletes are coming to set up tables for us and do breakdowns. So it's a team effort for sure.
And you mentioned we were talking about how all these events are free and open to the public, and it is because of our sponsors. So if I have a minute, can I list some of them? Because for Amazing Kids Day, Aaron Erskine, I apologize for that, but he has really championed this event and recruiting sponsors for it. So we have him and the Daily Pages. There's a group called Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, Evergreen Printing and Mailing, Be Free, their gluten-free snacks, the Warrior Mix. They've donated a lot of stuff for the event. Lead Concepts, Amerilist, and Tanya and Paul Cope. But those are our sponsors for Amazing Kids Day, so we just want to give a little shout out and thank them for making that possible. And then State Farm agents in the area have come together to help sponsor Be My Neighbor Day in a big way this year. The Florida Prepaid College Board and Prevent Child Abuse Florida are big sponsors. Actually, Prevent Child Abuse Florida, they're kind of the reason that we have Be My Neighbor Day, because years back they said, we would like to see this done throughout the state of Florida, and if you can get four stations to put on this type of event, we'll be glad to, you know, be a lead sponsor. So that really is how we were approached about it. I believe another station in Florida had started a Be My Neighbor Day, and they liked it so much that they said, you know, let's do this other places. So so that was, we're really, really proud to partner with them. And April is Child Abuse Awareness Month.
And Autism Acceptance Month.
Yep.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah.
So we're trying to catch one on each end of the month.
That's right. Yeah. Very much so important.
And I probably shouldn't say this because I don't have the details in front of me and it's not our event, but Tipple Grandin, she's been on PBS a lot, but she is coming. Is Autism Pensacola bringing?
No, it's someone from out of state.
Well, I shouldn't have mentioned it. Oh, it is someone from out of state, but they have rented the Amos to bring her here for a program.
Oh.
And it's an observance of Autism Awareness Month.
Okay, who did you mention it was?
Tipple Grandin.
Okay.
She is famous. And she is a scientist.
She's on the spectrum.
She's on the spectrum.
She speaks openly about how she has been as successful as she is in the struggles that she has faced.
She's been to Pensacola before, and we've had her on Conversations with Jeff Weeks, but that's been years back. So she will be in our area at the Amos Studio to give a talk, and I think it's April 20th. I will Google it.
No, that's totally.
In the meantime,
I was just trying to look up her history and her story and the work that she's done as well, and in film and everything. So I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, but that's, you know, that's something too, that the facility, the station, we have a huge building, mm-hmm. and TV stations don't need to be that big anymore because everything's so digital now. But that Amos Studio is really a point of pride for our community, and the community can use it, or it can be rented for events like this that you know, that people can bring to our community.
Yeah.
So
awareness events, educational events, outreach, galas, fundraisers.
Right.
I think it's really something cool that we have that as a resource as well, and it's accessible in our community too. So I think it's neat. Jerry, you look like you've got something. No, she's excited over there. I can tell. But it's really, we have a lot to look forward to. And so let's kind of backtrack in the next 2.5 minutes or so before we wrap up. We were just discussing, you know, how WSRE has the Amos Performance Studio available there for different events. And this all kind of starts off with this weekend, the Amazing Kids Day, an event for families impacted by autism. Jerry, your thoughts before we leave on how important this event is to spread the word to people so we really can support our families as we enter into the month of April.
Well, autism has become quite prevalent, so we need to understand how we can best accommodate people and find their special gift and help them find their special gift and run with it and let them find, you know, for Temple Grandin, it was science. So let them find their thing and feel supported and loved and not other for a day.
I love it. That's really special. I love it. And then we can do that every single day.
Here's hoping.
That's right.
The students, I'll say, in the school system, they get it because you know, they have been sharing classrooms with people on the spectrum their whole lives. So it's really kind of more on us learning from them in a lot of ways when we talk about this specific population. The kids have it figured out.
The kids do. Mm-hmm. They're just pure and loving. And so we all need to just rip that page out of their book and instill it back in within ourselves. So Amazing Kids Day is happening Saturday, April the 1st. That's coming up this Saturday, just days away, 9 to 12. And of course, make sure you register wsre.org/education. I'll have this link up on our website as well if you would like to share it with a friend or support your friends and go with them. Invite them, register with them, support them, go with them, and support their family as well. Then, of course, we have the Spanish Film Festival to look forward to in just a couple of weeks, Saturday, April the 15th. This is a free event starting at 10 a.m. at the WSRE Amos Studio. Again, some will be in English, some will be in Spanish, but of course, wrapping up the day will be Penelope Cruz, who we all love as the queen, and something to look forward to. Matinee all day. I love that you said, because usually it's like rosé all day.
Yeah.
You said matinee all day. I like that, Mary. And then of course, don't forget, mark your calendars now, because before you know it, it's going to be the end of April. Time just speeds ahead, right? So Saturday, April the 29th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at, again, the Amos Studio. We have Be My Neighbor Day, free family fun, just getting the entire community involved and hopefully put into action to love thy neighbor as well. So Mary, Jerry, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Thank you for having us.
And we look forward to all of the events. Make sure you head online. You can go to wsre.org/events and everything will pop up with all the event information, or wsre.org/education. Again, thanks to our friends from WSRE for joining me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We have more coming up here at News Radio 92.3.